Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm Doug Steffen, Molly Page, the new sage, and Kenny Kessler, the info wrestler, is here. Our thought for the day today comes from one Elvis Aaron Presley, who said, "Ambition is a dream without V8 engine." Yes, sure doesn't taste like that. Tomato juice. Ambition is a dream with a V8 engine. Since Elvis, there have been other engines developed, the V10, V12, there's even a V24. Used to have and the tanks and that sort of thing, big engines. Thank you, Mr. Presley. Molly Sage has the news from Michigan. Let's have a gander at what's coming from a Michigander.
Well, Michigan is giving its residents, giving them a one-time tax hike.
Really?
And it's to help pay a settlement over a videotaped instance of police brutality.
Oh. So the whole state is paying for this?
Well, it's the city of Inkster.
Inkster in Michigan.
The July 1st charge will bring in more than $6 million to cover a traffic stop beating. Mm. The city of Inkster has liability insurance for situations like this, but it only kicks in if payments are more than $2 million.
Yeah.
And the settlement over Officer William Melendez's assault didn't meet that bar. It was one point something. So last week, a judge reviewing the incident ordered Melendez to stand trial for misconduct, assault, and strangulation. You can see the video at DetroitNews.com. So, yeah, so the taxpayers have to come up with this settlement.
We can't make it our video of the day here, Kenny.
It's a white officer pulling a black man out of a car at a traffic stop. There's a couple of officers. They pull him to the ground, and you can see him asking, "What's wrong? What did I do wrong?" And they pull him out of the car and start punching him in the head while he's on the ground. Hmm. And his head's bleeding, and then...
And how much is the payout from the lawsuit?
It's over $1 million, but less than $2 million.
Uh-huh. And so the taxpayers have to pay how much to pay or settle this? What's each taxpayer? What's the, it's a real estate tax, obviously, added on to
yes.
their regular annual bill. So is there an average per home? Is it a percentage? What is it?
I don't have the breakdown right at this moment, but I can get it for you.
I'm just curious as to what it is. It's how, when you look at the situation in Chicago where they're paying out for one officer who abused people for 20 years, or Philadelphia, New York, Boston, you name the city, pretty much every city, big city, has this kind of a problem.
If I recall correctly, I think it's around $100.
A person.
But I'll look it up, yes.
Oof. I like that.
So let me see if I get that straight. The police strangle somebody mm-hmm. or beat someone that they shouldn't, and the taxpayers of Michigan get to pay for that.
Mm-hmm. And you say that like it's a bad thing, Kenny.
Oh, my God.
Certainly not a good thing.
No, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's more than ridiculous. It's abusive. It just is one more reason. I had an email from somebody yesterday that said that I sound angry, and I think I have lately, for any number of reasons, not the least of which is these stories are becoming so tiresome, and I want to avoid that. I want to go away from all these stories and just do not necessarily good news, but things that can be interpreted differently. But this stuff just keeps flapping its face at our face, and it's ugly.
Well, if this officer...
Over and over again, the same sort of thing.
Yeah, so you have this officer on video doing this. He's been ordered to stand trial. Why isn't he paying for this? Are the citizens paying for it?
Why, exactly. That's the question. Is he still on the force? Is he in jail? Or what's the status of the officer? And one more officer who ought not to have been a police officer.
Right.
So, take your pick of... what it is, you know, that we get into arguments here about what the correct way is to handle the out-of-control police. Much better training, much better pay, fewer of them, better leadership, not political leadership, but real police like Bratton. Most of the big city police commissioners and police departments are run by people who are competent and trained. There's not too much politics. There's certainly politics in how the job is played out, because those kind of jobs are by their nature political. But the people who run those police departments are often, the bigger the city, the more well-trained they are. And so that's a good thing. But when you get into the smaller towns like Ferguson, and by the way, interestingly enough, the fellow who's the chief of police in my town of Framingham is named Ken Ferguson. Had nothing that compares or that connects him to Ferguson, Missouri. But it's just, I say that because he's come up through the ranks. He's an okay policeman. I don't think he's going to be an inspiration, but he'll keep things together. The fellow who was there last was moderately corrupt, in my opinion. And the fellow before him was a very good friend of mine from high school who did about as good a job running the police as you could find anywhere in the country.
And isn't that the biggest frustration? That there are really good cops out there.
Yeah.
And there are really good people running police forces. And then the other folks who mess it up.
Yep, they sure do.
And for residents who have property with a $40,000 market value, that means roughly $130 more for taxes. For each. And the settlement was $1.4 million.
I think I'd be suing the town if I were a taxpayer. I would. I wouldn't pay that. I'd just take it off my tab. I'm not going to pay that. I'm going to sue you. Or they can sue me. Go to court and see where the justification is for that in some law somewhere. Seems pretty outrageous, doesn't it? What do you folks think about that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStephan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Here's something else that may send you in one direction or another. Thumbs up or thumbs down. Nancy Pelosi and 23 other Democratic House members held a hearing yesterday to reinforce the need for universal background checks for gun buyers. Chairman of the Gun Violence Prevention Task Force in the House is Representative Mike Thompson of California. The hearing brought in a lot of information. I found this very disturbing. He said in the hearing that 50 women are shot to death every month by an intimate partner.
That doesn't sound outlandish.
Well,
I mean, it is the
pretty
number
outlandish to me.
Well,
if the number was five, it would be outlandish.
I agree. I misspoke. What I meant was it doesn't sound like that number is high, given the statistics that we know about.
It's unacceptable. Strong plea to Congress to amend current gun laws to protect victims of domestic violence. You know as well as I do, that's not going to go anywhere. Right? It isn't. It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And you see, in this circumstance, not a Republican showed up. If there were some smart Republicans who understood what their problem was and wanted to vote from women, if you were going to be completely objective isn't the word I'm looking for. If you are completely aimed at getting as many votes as possible, I would think that you would go to a hearing like this and support it and make sure that every woman in your district knew that you were voting for it. Because that's what this is about. Women and violence. Domestic violence. Now you can say, well, what happens if a woman has a gun and shoots a guy? The statistics are there, and it does happen for sure, but not to the extent that it happens with women being the victims by a long shot. Pardon the pun. 888-302-3684, 15 past the hour. You don't have to use synthetic chemicals to kill or repel insects anymore. New. Save money and live cleaner using highly effective do-it-yourself natural pesticides by Cedarside. I have started using these things big time. Go to Cedarside.com, where you will find the information on this company, which is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. All Cedarside products are do-it-yourself and boy, are they easy to use. Harnessing cedar oil to kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, all kinds of bad stuff around your home, your farm, wherever you may live, Cedarside has all the products you need, all of them, to keep your family, your pets, your home, your lawn insect-free, chemical-free. Use the power of Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Replacing all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. I've got a couple of bottles of it around here. Spraying away. Get rid of the ticks, especially on the dog. It's good for that. Go online to Cedarside.com/Doug. Or you can call 844-70, let's try that number again, Doug, 844-756-6456, 844-756-6456, and get in on the best way to get these chemical-free and very helpful products into your home. Do away with the horror of some of this really rotten stuff. You don't want it in your house. You don't. You don't want it around your children. Don't want it around your pets. You don't. Use Cedarside, Cedarside.com, for a chemical-free world.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. This week at Staples, save up to $170 on select laptops.
Offer ends 6/16 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See storestaples.com for details.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Wait a minute, I got the wrong. I don't think so. Ortho Animal Be Gone is a repellent, keeps animals from destroying your garden. Learn more about that at ortho.com and see if you can find out more about the no stink formula. It works without smelling this is another thing. Some of the stuff around really smells badly. Oof. Have you noticed that?
You mean the smell of things to get animals?
Yeah, well,
stay away
some
from
of the pesticides and that kind of stuff. Ooh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Story about the Iranian nuclear fuel stockpile. Did you know that it grew about 20% over the last year and a half?
Goodness.
Inspectors say from the International Atomic Energy Agency, this will complicate the negotiations for a nuclear deal, or raise questions about the claim the program has been frozen that came from the current administration. The agency said Iran had paused operations that would bring it closer to developing a nuclear weapon. However, the International Atomic Energy Agency says, no, that's not true. So why would these people have not told the truth? Just to get, and it'll be interesting to see what the spin is on this. Also, while we're sort of in this corner, and when I say this corner, this is the unpleasant, uncomfortable stuff. Americans favor by a wide majority the overhaul of campaign financing. Both parties have a pox on their house, says this poll. Remember the Supreme Court Citizens United ruling? And there have been other court decisions as well So now people want, this is a poll done by the New York Times and CBS, want a sweeping overhaul of political campaign funding, and I'm all on that bandwagon. 21 after on Good Day.
Rejoice, my dear friend. That music you're hearing is the sound of healing. Take just a moment to let it envelop you in the Spirit of the Lord. Now, if that sounds good to you, I have something that will sound even better, because this is your opportunity to own an exclusive collection of healing music played in seven sacred musical keys in the pages of the Bible. It's known that King David soothed King Saul with his beautiful music, and today music therapy is a recognized, proven medical practice that has eased post-operative pain, lowered blood pressure, and given a much-needed boost to immune systems. Clear pain and aches out of your body, restore focus and productivity, and finally enjoy a full night of restful sleep. This is Whole Tones, the healing frequency music project. Find out how a devout Christian, author, and musician discovered these ancient healing frequencies and why he claims God told him to create this amazing product. All you have to do is go to WholeTonesSample.com right now to understand how this product can work for you as easily as it has for countless others. Go to WholeTonesSample.com to hear all seven amazing songs. That's WholeTonesSample.com now.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams combined their singing talents to reach the number one spot on the pop music charts with this song during this week in 1978. Too much, too little, too late. Let's crank that up, Tara, and bring a memory or two back to some people listening to this program. All right, 24 at the hour, time for late night monologues and then some fun fun and poignancy from the daytime talkers. First, though, Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers here on Good Day.
Caitlyn Jenner has a lot of politicians talking about transgender issues. This latest presidential hopeful, Mike Huckabee, said he wishes he could have been transgender in high school so he could have showered with girls. Yeah, it's all in keeping with Huckabee's new slogan, if this were 1954, I'd be hilarious.
According to an email from his staff yesterday, Donald Trump is set to make his announcement on whether or not he will run for president on June 16th. I mean, seriously, at this point, Donald Trump announcing he's running for president is like soccer's World Cup. It happens every 4 years, and no one in America cares.
Jeb Bush said this weekend that he has learned from his brother's successes, which I have to say is pretty impressive because I haven't even learned about his brother's successes. So for him to be learning from something, I don't even know. That's how much smarter he is. Senator Lindsey Graham announced yesterday that he's running for president because, you want to get to 50, ideally. You want 50 people to run for president. And if elected, Lindsey Graham could be the first bachelor elected president in 130 years. And he'd also be the first candidate to choose his running mate in an elaborate rose ceremony.
That's pretty funny. Ellen DeGeneres from her daytime program joking about not having any regrets.
You know, there are a lot of people that say they have no regrets, and I like that because I think we can learn from everything that happens, even our mistakes. But I do believe the saying, we only regret the chances we didn't take.
Yeah, think that one over. Meanwhile, speaking of thinking, Wendy Williams on her daytime program loves to give advice to audience members. Here she answers a question from yesterday's program about dating somebody related to a person who's a good friend of yours.
A couple of weeks ago, I met this guy on social network. We ended up going out on a date. Everything was great. On the date, I found out that he actually was the nephew of my one of my really good girlfriends. So, I mean, it wasn't really a problem. After the date, the next day, I woke up to three nasty text messages.
From her?
Yes, from my girlfriend.
Okay.
And she was saying she felt disrespected. She can't believe I'm going
out. You didn't know that it was her nephew.
Right. He's 25. It's not like
he's grown.
Exactly. It's not like
who do you like better, her or him?
I like him, honestly.
Okay.
I want to go on a second date, so that's my question. Do you think I should go?
Yes,
on
I do. And furthermore, if it doesn't work out with him, you realize that you can't get back to her, so you lost both.
Right.
Take the gamble, girl.
All right.
Take the gamble, girl.
Yeah.
I like that one.
You know, there have been a lot of people snickering at the movie San Andreas because of some of the things in the plot that defy gravity or defy the laws of physics. As you know, if you've seen this movie, it clobbers San Francisco and Los Angeles and Las Vegas. A magnitude 9 earthquake in California. No, earthquake experts say that's not possible. I thought this is a pretty good action flick, if you don't look or listen
but
to the dialogue.
But everything has to be exaggerated, right?
Right.
Well, and the seismologists are saying it's like an 8.2 would be the highest
8.3?
That could happen.
Yeah,
8.3?
Right. Yeah. Right. But why could a San Andreas fault disaster create a tsunami in San Francisco? The answer is no, it couldn't, because it would be in the wrong place. Is such a tsunami possible? There's a tsunami that comes in and the Rock's character and his wife ride up like they were going up a mountain. It's actually pretty funny. 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with David Frum of The Atlantic and Joe Connison of The National Memo. Coming right up, as Jeb Bush fails to shock and awe, is Senator Marco Rubio's star rising?
Get out to the forest and discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Yeah! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Hey!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for David Frum and Joe Connison. The New York Times had a big front page piece saying the Clintons were most afraid of Senator Marco Rubio as the Republican nominee. Should they be?
There's a lot about Marco Rubio that's attractive. He is charismatic. He's got an amazing life story. He's got a real ability to connect with people, both in small groups and big groups, and I've seen that. But elections are about fundamentals. To be competitive, Republicans have to have assurances to the American voter that they are going to fix what is wrong with Obamacare, not junk it. And so long as the economy is strong, if the Republicans are committed to doing away with the health care coverage of millions of people, the election won't be competitive.
First of all, I agree with David that the fundamentals matter more, especially, and that the health care issue could be fundamental as well. As Mike Tomasky pointed out in the Daily Beast either yesterday or today, Rubio's appeal to Latino voters is probably wildly exaggerated, number one. Number two, I mean, it may be just me. I don't find him particularly convincing as a commander-in-chief. He has adopted wholesale the neoconservative view of foreign policy, which brings with it the justification of the Iraq war.
That was your Both Sides Minute. Today with David Frum of The Atlantic Magazine and Joe Connison of The National Memo.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Wednesday, it's the 3rd of June. Hello, I'm Molly Page. The news sage is here, as usual, in her position as the news, the official news guru of the Good Day program, along with Ken Kessler, the info wrestler. He's good when it comes to background and keeping me on the straight and narrow. Not that Molly isn't good at that as well. So let's see. We're going to now put them to the test. Everybody ready?
Ready.
School year is coming to a close, so there is the annual overview of what it costs you to send your children, your grandchildren, and lots of children that you're not related to school.
Neighbor's kids.
Everybody. Right. Real estate taxes being what they are. So we'll start with the most expensive state in the country. Which state do you think that is?
California.
Yeah, I would say California as well.
California is number two. Number one is New York. New York. I'm going to go from the top to the bottom here, and we'll see the varying ranges. New York State this past year spent an average of $19,818 per student to educate in their public schools. One child, $19,818. The average teacher's pay in New York is about four times that. So one teacher per four, if you don't take any other expenses like buildings and administration, you get the roughly one teacher for four students, or four students, however you want to. In terms of taxes, average taxpayer in New York pays about $9,000 a year in real estate taxes. So this is two plus people's taxes a year for one child. Is this something out of whack here? Maybe. Maybe not. Yeah. Depends on how good the results are. I don't know what the results are of the education. I'm guessing New York State has a pretty good average. But then we tend to judge school systems on how many children go to college, when I don't think that's the best way to measure how many children have a job or something constructive to do when they get out of school. What have we trained those students who have been in our care for 13, maybe 14 years? What have we trained them to do? What skills do they have when they get out of school? And when you look back at you, for example, Kenny, what was the main skill you thought you had, or the major skills you came out of high school with?
Writing.
Yeah, you were able to write. Was that the best one? How were you at math and science?
I was okay. I didn't particularly like science. I was okay in math until it got into all the geometry and stuff that I thought was sort of,
All right, so you were a good writer, and your writing abilities were enhanced by the teachers and the way you were taught in school. Should
Absolutely.
I put it in that? Okay. Molly, what about you?
I'm an unusual case.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. I think what I really learned was how to cut class without getting caught.
Good for you. Congratulations.
I was creative.
How'd that work for you? Well, look at you working
well,
here on the program.
In the long run, yeah. Right. Let's look at the present.
Excuse me. That's very flattering. All right, so at the top of the heap is New York State, $19,818 a year. At the bottom, the state of Utah spends $6,555 per student.
Wow.
On the education there. Public school education revenue. Well, I guess it depends on the state. The state's collected $597 billion in revenue. Or let's put it this way. They collected more than that, obviously, in property taxes. But the state's applied $597 billion to education. That's half a trillion or almost, yeah, it was more than half a trillion dollars. How would you say, if I were to ask you, rating A, B, C, D, or F, which is the normal lettering scale for students and how they do in classes, or 100%, if you want, 70 is, between 70 and 80 is average, less than 70 is really not great, D. If you get over 60, you passed with a D. So how do we do? It would depend on where you go. Just because you spend $19,000 a year doesn't mean you're going to get the greatest results. California's pretty close to that, only off by a couple of $100 a year per student, and their results are awful in the big cities anyway. Or I'll speak to Los Angeles because the city I know the best because I live there part-time, and the results are deplorable, horrible. What is it when you get right down to the root causes of this? You look at the 50 states, if you look at the national picture, and then you roll out all of these testing, No Child Left Behind, wasn't that the Bush thing? It was a horrible failure. Every one of these educational programs is a horrible failure because there's too much bureaucracy and not enough people really know how to make the system work. The system is geared toward individuality, but I think in the wrong way. We have way too many special needs students, way too many people who are classified, characterized. In the town I live in, Framingham, Massachusetts, we voted on the school budget. We were told that almost 50% of the students are on some kind of special needs program. 50% are special needs program people? I don't think so.
Is there a definition for that?
Well, that's it. It's very broad. And the reason they do it is because they get federal funds for special education, special needs. So everybody or half the students have some kind of a special need. What does that mean? I got a pimple on my nose. I got to go see the nurse. I got a special need. I'm being facetious. There are a lot of students. There's one student in the system that costs the system $300,000 a year because of where this person lives and the many needs this person has. Been in the system for 3 or 4 years. There are others, there are 3 or 4 that cost $30,000, $40,000 a year to educate or have in the system. I don't know how much education they're getting, but there are physical handicaps and mental handicaps, emotional handicaps. that are
and many are legitimate.
Yes, they are.
But if they're making extra money by adding people to that list, then you get a little suspicious.
And I also wonder, from my days as a teacher, about homework. The hours that are spent. There was a point of view put forth by several people who studied the concept of homework. What do you remember about doing homework, Kenny, other than you probably didn't like it?
What do you mean? How long?
How much time did you spend when you were in junior high or high school? And did it do, in your opinion, did taking things home, working on it at home, do you any good? Did you actually learn?
I think on average, most of the time, it was about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I, even at the time, I felt like a lot of it was busy work.
Mm.
I did as well.
The conclusion, thank you, Molly, the conclusion of a report that was done by one of the big educational institutions in New York State suggests that homework may be the single most reliable extinguisher of the flame of curiosity. Because of what you just said, Kenny, it becomes busy work. It becomes a grind. It isn't intellectually stimulating. It's learning things by rote. The National Survey of American Children conducted by the University of Michigan suggests the amount of time spent on homework was up 50% in the last 10 years. Most of the increase reflects bigger loads for smaller children. A study found that students ages 6 to 8 did an average of 52 minutes of homework a week. Why would kids in elementary school have homework at all? Did you have homework when you were in elementary school, Kenny? You remember?
Not much, if I did.
No.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember because I was living in Montana and I was so annoyed because when we get out of school, we lived on a ranch and we had all these chores to do.
Right.
And I thought, I just spent all day in school and now I have to spend more time working on this. And like Kenny said, it seemed like it was just assigned to be assigned.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't learning anything by it.
You're
and it
a teacher, what do you
away.
Think? Is the reason for students not the there's a book called A Homework Myth this study, this is not, this just agrees with the study. It wasn't done in conjunction with the study. Middle school students, going from elementary to middle school students around the country spend 90 minutes of time on homework. High school, it's 2 hours plus a night. And many feel that the kind of homework, not the fact that you're doing homework, that's not the issue. It's what kind of homework is being done. And so there is one district where a teacher was quoted as saying, I assign homework because I'm upset because most of the students in my class misbehave. And I give them homework as vengeance.
So you think of learning as a punishment.
Yeah. Duh. How stupid is that? My God, I should ask my daughter. He used to teach at the high school level. Now he teaches at the college level. But I just, when I think back in my teaching days, I think I had fun. whether the students had fun or not, I don't know, but I always had fun. Every day I would ask them when they came in about five questions, a little quickie quiz, I called it, and five questions about the homework the night before. And we would then swap papers. I used to cut up, remember what math paper looked like? I used to take the math paper and cut it into squares, and everybody would get a corner of a piece of math paper, and I just asked five quick little questions about what they did, what they supposedly learned from the homework the night before. And I tried not to make it busy work. I tried, if I wasn't stimulated, it's kind of the way I do this radio program. If I'm not stimulated, I figure you're not going to be stimulated either, so why would I do the story? Most of the time I think we stimulate you. I hope we do pretty well. I think this is a very stimulating conversation, by the way, because I'm much a believer in education, and I think that we have many problems in education. And so we ought to be thinking about it. And is this the time to think about it at the end of the school year? I don't know. Maybe. Because I looked at those numbers, I was thinking, okay, I ought to get this report out. Also, I found out that this is from my old English teacher, Miss Harding. in the eighth grade, Framingham Junior High School, the words that plagued generations of schoolchildren from my time, before my time, to today. And this lady wrote the words across her blackboard. Actually, she had a whiteboard, and she used different colored chalk. The words were there, there, and there. How about you? There, there, and there. Molly, spell all three of the theirs.
Oh, okay. T-H-E-R-E.
Right.
T-H-I-E-R. I always mess this up.
All right.
Spell check. And T-H-Y apostrophe E-R. What?
You left out an E.
T-H-E-Y. Oh, I thought I said E-Y.
All right.
I have to write things down. I can't get off the top of my head with spelling. Sorry.
So then, Kenny, the other, there were three other things on the blackboard that I remember. Your and your, 222, and it's. Your and your is sort of cut out of the same mold as there, there, and there.
Right.
Right?
But Kenny's is easier.
Well, I'm going to give him three like I gave you, and that's 2-2 and 2.
Okay. So it's 2-2 and 2 is T-O.
Yeah.
Or T-O-O,
right.
Or T-W-O.
Right, yeah. But anyway, and then I remember telling my daughter this. My daughter likes to use some of the old stuff with the new stuff. And what comes in to play now are all the things that are fractured using instant messaging. And, instead of using your, Y-O-U-R, it's you are, right? Instead of before, B-E-F-O-R-E, it's B and the number 4.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
U is the letter U.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So how did children know how to spell anymore? They never use this. When they're on social media, they use all the abbreviations. So are we wasting our time, is a question. Are we wasting our time teaching youngsters about how to spell properly when they don't use it in any of their communication? How do you sort of reckon that. Food for thought. 12 for the hour on Good Day.
Clean up with deals on top quality hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Tired of that old carpet? Replace it with stylish and affordable hardwood like 5-inch pre-finished oak for just 99 cents. It's easier to clean than carpet, and this week we've got it for less than half of what you'd pay at other stores. Or get easy to install flick strand bamboo for $2.49. It's two times harder than oak, and now it's 42% less. Plus, laminate and more for 49 cents and 18-month special financing. Now is the time to roll up that dingy carpet and lay down a quality hardwood floor. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Time now for us to delve into that world, that murky world of technology. Murky for some, not so for others. Maybe that's my own pejorative, but it is how I feel sometimes. We'll get to the news. Greg Stebbin is not with us this week, so in his stead, I fill in, technical whiz that I am.
You're the master.
Of course I am, right. And when I step into it, Kenny will save me. And if that's not the case, Molly will save me. But I feel confident that Kenny's there. He's got my back.
I think Kenny's a better bet on your back than I am.
So we'll find out in a moment what travelers going to Cuba might be forced to do without in terms of technology up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better.
peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
All right, let's get started here on our Tech Talk time with a focus on this new arrangement we have with the Cubans going to the island of Cuba. Many of us have talked in sort of, I'm not sure, unintelligent ways, maybe, or we have scanned info. Now it appears that what we were thinking or what we were told is true. The amount of technology or how to get access to it, little, few, far between. There aren't ATMs, no Wi-Fi, and other things. There's not a lot of toilet paper even in Havana. No seatbelts in the cars, no air conditioning. What I think will be most difficult for people. For example, I've already been contacted by some folks to do a radio program from Cuba. Okay. So what do you have for technology? Can I bring my equipment and plug in to your internet? Huh?
Forget all of that. What about the no toilet
Ethernet?
Paper?
Yeah. What's the Ethernet? I say, like, I got to have an Ethernet plug. What's that? So, I mean, they really know. The people that I'm talking to know, but the people in Cuba don't know from nothing about that. So it was very interesting when Conan O'Brien went to Havana to do his program, when the door first opened, he went down. They had to bring a boatload, literally, of technology in order for them to be able to, and that included a truck with a one of those, what do they call the dishes?
Satellite?
The satellite trucks, yeah. So they could get the signal to Miami, so they could get it up to New York to the tower farm, so they could get up to be distributed. It was very difficult for them to do that. And I don't have the resources to to bring a boatload of stuff over there. So we'll have to wait a little bit to do our program from Havana. Apple is going to pay more than usual for iPhone trade-ins through the rest of this month. Will enable you as customers to trade in an iPhone 4S for up to $50 in in-store credit, as well as an iPhone 5 and an iPhone 5S for up to $100, $200 respectively. Is that a good deal, Kenny?
I don't know. It seems like such a racket that
it is a racket. Yeah.
$400, $500, $600, and then a year later, $50.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Amazon introduced a free shipping for small and light products that are under 8 ounces and cost less than $10 yesterday. Low-cost fulfillment service means no minimum order is required. Customers do not need to be enrolled in Amazon Prime. The new program officially called Fulfillment by Amazon Small and Light. Deliveries will come from a specially stocked Amazon shipping center in Florence, Kentucky.
8 ounces. So that would be so a paperback book would be.
I guess about that. Yeah, about that size. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
The final number of cyber thieves responsible for that IRS data breach stole $39 million by filing fraudulent tax returns, getting access to your tax information, according to the IRS commissioner. There are like 200,000 apparently attempts to get at info, and they got 104,000 names.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.